My dear brother bishops, brother priests, fellow deacons, fellow religious, beloved seminarians, sisters and brothers in Christ, and very especially those of you to be ordained as priests. The life of a bishop and the life of priests is centered to a great extent on two things: the preaching of God's word and the celebration of the sacraments. And because the sacraments are so much a part of our lives as clergy and your life as Christians, I'm always looking for new words to help us understand the meaning of a sacrament. We use the word frequently. I think we seldom understand its meaning. This year, I found a description in an unexpected place. My name is Charles. Our seminary is St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, and because of that, I have a special devotion to St. Charles Borromeo, a bishop from the 16th century, one of the champions of the Counter-Reformation after the Council of Trent. St. Charles, although we have a seminary named after him, didn't go to the seminary, and actually didn't have a very good theological education. He was a practical man, and there's not very much in his writings that we would today consider beautiful. He was a practical man. There was nothing about him that would be described as romantic. Nonetheless, in a homily from the Feast of St. Michael the Archangel in 1583, St. Charles said this: "Our human nature is redeemed and kissed by Christ in the Incarnation." Our human nature is redeemed and kissed by Christ in the Incarnation. And because the sacraments have to do with our bodiliness, they're things that we can see, I think it would be appropriate to refer to the sacraments of the church as kisses by Christ. Christ kissed our human nature by becoming one of us, and Christ kisses each one of us in our human nature in the celebration of the sacraments. Now, what does a kiss mean? Well, it means many things. It's certainly a sign of affection. We kiss people we're fond of. It's a sign of commitment. We kiss our close friends and our family. It's a sign of friendship, of family. And the most significant sign of a kiss is a marriage. And through the sacraments, Jesus Christ has all those relationships with us. Through the sacraments, he shows us his affection. He loves us each individually. He establishes a covenant and a commitment with us. He tells us that we are his friends. And through the sacraments, we become part of his family. And we know that Jesus is the bridegroom and we, the church, are his bride. And so I think it's very appropriate to see the sacraments of the church as kisses from Christ. And so, my dear brothers, the Lord Jesus comes to you, the risen Lord Jesus comes to you today in our celebration in this church and kisses you with deep affection, drawing you more deeply into his life and giving you a special relationship in his family, which is the church. That's point number one. Point number two. During the Easter season, the source of many of our church readings from the scriptures is the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, the last book of the New Testament. It's commonly used in our masses and frequently used in the first reading, in the readings of the Office of Readings in the Liturgy of the Hours. Because of that, I've spent some time with the book of Revelations in this Easter season. And I'd like to draw your attention to chapter 1 of that book, where John, the prophet or the seer, has a vision. And this is what he says. I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. Then I turned to see whose voice it was who spoke to me. And it was a voice of Jesus who said to him, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead. And see, I am alive forever and ever. Amen." My dear brothers, it is this risen Jesus who is alive and with you forever and ever who kisses you. The primary dynamic of the church should be this turning to the Lord who speaks to us. That's what the church is all about. It's our efforts to turn, not just our eyes and our ears, but our whole being to the Lord who speaks to us. The church is first and foremost not a speaking, but a listening community. My dear brothers, as priests, you will often, sometimes it will seem way too often, speak for Christ in the name of the church. But your priestly role of speaking will be effective to the degree that you turn to the Lord and listen to Him as He speaks to you. In the scriptures, you must love the Word of God if you're going to lead God's people to love His Word. In prayer, you must become men of prayer if you're going to lead the faithful in the official prayer of the church, in the sacramental liturgy, or in their personal quest for God in personal prayer. And you must listen to the voice of Jesus and turn to Him through when He speaks to you through the teachings of the church, which you are to guard and love and protect and cherish with your whole being. And my dear brothers and sisters, with them, we must strive more and more frequently to turn to the Lord and listen to Him. Point number three, which is the last point. The priesthood is part of the hierarchy of the church. We say the church has a hierarchical nature. What does that mean? People often think of hierarchy as something oppressive, related to patriarchy, you know, domination and control. But that's not what it means for us. The word hierarchy, in its regular meaning, means an arrangement of persons or things in a graded series as by rank or ability. You know, it's about order, the higher to the lower. And our church is a hierarchical church. But what it means for us is this. For us, the hierarchy of the church is based on the hierarchical nature of God Himself, the Holy Trinity. The Father sends the Son, and the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit sends the church. And the reason why this is such an important part of our lives as Catholic is because the hierarchical nature of the church protects a basic Christian belief. And that belief is that everything we have is a gift, a received grace that comes from God and is not the result of our own doing. Hierarchy protects the gift that is our faith. Everything comes from the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, by an act of the Holy Spirit given to us through the church. And the Lord Jesus chooses these men who are our brothers to be the instruments of that grace. They are not higher than the baptized. They're always part of the baptized. But they're part of that order through which the Father sends Jesus to us in our lives. And for this, we are very grateful because we know that everything is a grace. My dear brothers, one of the most exciting parts of today for you is the fact that I'm going to give you your assignments, your first assignments as priests. And everybody here, but most especially you, is waiting to find out what that is. But why this is important isn't because it's exciting, because it's something new. It's because it sacramentally represents for us the hierarchical nature of the church. A priest is sent to his parish and represents Christ, who is sent to us by his Father. The priest is an ambassador of Christ, whom the parish receives rather than gives to itself. That's one of the things about the way Catholics do appointments. You know, the laity in the church do not elect our pastors. We don't hire and fire them. Some of you might like to do that to us, you know, including the bishop. But that's not the way we work. And it's not to maintain power or control. It's because it reflects what we believe to be true, that everything comes to us as a gift from God, as a gift from our Father. My dear brothers, for you to be a true gift from God to the people that you will serve, you need to be free from yourselves in order to be a gift. The basic dynamic of Christian life and the life of those of us who are priests is described very graphically and simply in today's gospel. Jesus says, especially to you, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." The Lord Jesus will kiss you in the sacrament of holy orders in a new way this morning. And then he sends you as a kiss to the people you will serve. Be for them and for all of us a clear sacrament of the love of Christ.